Yeah, but what's taking place downtown? There's a lot of great developments taking place here in the downtown. You know, we've been working very aggressively and deliberately to really change the landscape of downtown, and it's working out very well for us. With a number of residential high-rises as well as the mixed-use developments that we're bringing in, lots of retail, commercial, office. You know, we want to make it a spectacular downtown that visitors and residents alike will have an opportunity to enjoy. You know, it's the concept of the live, work, and play element that we're creating. So having soft landscape down the medians and really softening up the look and making it pedestrian friendly, but of course making sure that all of the amenities that will attract as well as keep people such as yourself who's looking to move into the downtown, making sure that those amenities are in place so that they can walk to those retail shops and the clothing shops and the eateries as well as the dry cleaners or the dog grooming or the flower shop. And so we want to make it a really true walkable community in the downtown area. Right now on the books, we're aggressively working to bring in an arena into the downtown area. And let me just pause for a moment and just say that 80% of all of the developments that are taking place in downtown are taking place in my ward and have been taking place in my ward and in Ward 5. And so I'm just really blessed and honored to be in a position to represent all of these developments, really changing the downtown landscape from which I knew as a young boy. Specifically out in Symphony Park, which was before the old rail yard, where my friends and I played hide and seek, jumping from boxcar to boxcar. And now, as you can see, a lot of the developments that have taken place out on the 61 acres, from the premium outlets, the number one mall performing in the country, as well as the Clark County Government Center, the RTC headquarters, the Regional Transportation Headquarters, the World Market Center, the Louisville Brain Institute, of course, with their immediate partner, the Cleveland Clinic, the Smith Performing Arts Center is currently there, as well as the new Children's Discovery Museum that has recently opened, which is a spectacular three-story children's museum, which the entire community is really celebrating and excited about. To include the Charlie Palmer development, which we're constantly working on. It's a hotel boutique concept that Charlie Palmer is bringing into the downtown. And so we're constantly working and massaging that development in order to see it come to fruition. And so there's just a slew of individuals that we're speaking to and working with in order to get them online to speed up the process of the capacity that we're trying to build here in the downtown community.
Wonderful. So I love the way that you told me where you used to play as a young person. So I love that. So tell me more about your childhood and growing up here.
Well, I grew up in Clark County, humble beginnings. Both parents worked. Both of them made decent salaries. So I don't come from a poor background, but I come from I would describe it as a lower middle class background. And I deliberately state that because during the 1970s, there weren't too many families that, for example, made the type of money that my parents were making, but they were blue collar workers, but in management positions that did well for themselves. And I had an opportunity to really interact with children that were less fortunate, as well as children that were more fortunate than I. So I had an opportunity to play on both sides of the track as a figure of speech. And it was a great upbringing because as children growing up here in Las Vegas, I learned at an early age how to play with other races and cultures and learning different cultures and having an opportunity to, you know, sleep over someone's house who were white or Hispanic or Asian or Korean, and they sleep over our house, and we go fishing and hiking and bike riding and a lot of motorcycle riding. We did a lot of riding motorcycles throughout the desert, and so we had a very nice fabric of cultures in the community in which we lived. And you know, from the from that standpoint, we didn't look at each other as races. We looked at each other as people, and I hold that very close to my heart to this day, because it allows me to communicate, it allows me to interact with various cultures to this day, which has been a benefit of mine, I believe, and which has allowed me to really build the support around me and the confidence in the people whom support me in this office and throughout the community. See a genuine Ricky Barlow, you know, and it is genuine, because that's just how I was, you know, bred it and raised growing up here in the community.